Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about the 17th annual Blues by the Bay Festival from the Board of Directors, Ken Murphy. How are you, Ken?
Good morning, Kevin.
Glad to have you on the show with us, my friend.
Glad to be here.
Man, 17th annual. Now, have you been with them from the start?
All 17.
Is that right?
I have missed 1 hour of blues since this started.
Is that right?
Yep. I've been here all the time.
Now, you must be a blues fan, then. You like the music.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. but it's something different, kind of. Unique sound, isn't
it? It's different, and it's live entertainment, and whatever it's live entertainment, it's really good. That's what I really enjoy most of anything.
You're right. And no, we don't get too much of that here in the Tawassa, so it's nice. It's coming to the Harbor Park in East Tawassa. Starts up tomorrow night. Let's talk about what's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, we're going to kick off tomorrow night, and I believe you have the schedule.
I'll let you take a look at that. Oh, sure. You're on the board of directors, so
I should know this, but I didn't. We're going to start with the gates will open at 5 o'clock tomorrow. At 6, Deuce and a Quarter come on. At 8 o'clock, Sean Holt and the Teardrops will be there. And then Saturday, the gates will open at 11. The show starts at noon. Sax Maniacs, the Chris Candace Band, Dasha Owens, Selwood Birchwood, and Dana Fuchs will be there. She is just a tremendous entertainer. Sunday, Studebaker John, and at 3 o'clock, he's been with us now for 6 years, closing the show out. It's Big Ray and the Motor City Kings, and if you've never heard of him, you need to come down and just listen to him. He's worth the price of admission.
Speaking of the price of admission, what are we charging this year?
We're charging $25, and that's for all 3 days.
All 3 days,
yep.
All right, so
bring a chair in, sit down, enjoy the music. We've got food. We've got beverages. We try and cover everything for you.
Boy, you really do. Harbor Park in East Towson, it's a beautiful setting. You get the Blues by the Bay, and of course, you got the overlook of the bay there. It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful setting. We've been up there now for, I think this is our 14th year we've been up on the corner up there, and it just gets better every year.
It does. Well, come on out. If they want to learn more, you guys got a website for this,
sure,
right?
Sure, we sure do. It's called bluesbythebaytawas.org. You can find out all about us there. Any questions, and if they say just come on out this weekend, have a good time.
Are the buttons available at different locations?
Sure, button boards are available at Kite Man Jack's, Kleino's Market, Moody's Ben Franklin, the Village Chocolatier, the Chamber of Commerce, and you can always buy them at the front gate.
That's right.
Always get them there at the front gate.
And our midday personality here, Deb Michaels, going to be out there broadcasting live on Saturday afternoon.
Yes, I'll be with Deb from 12 to 2, I believe.
Yeah, 12 to 2 on Saturday afternoon. Deb Michaels out there. She is every year for Blues
by
the Bay.
We just have a great time when she's there. We have a good time.
She's awesome. All right, Blues by the Bay, it starts off tomorrow night, runs all the way through Sunday at Harbor Park in East Tawas. And Ken, always a pleasure, my friend. Glad you could give us an update on what's happening. Glad to do it anytime.
Just give me a holler.
All right. Ken Murphy from the Board of Directors for Blues by the Bay coming to Harbor Park in East Tawas Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Wrapping up this edition of Sunrise Side Today.